Good morning. Skies cleared out last evening and overnight, and with light winds, temperatures were allowed to drop off. Most everyone's waking up with readings in the 20s this morning and a hard frost. Things will turn around quickly, though, as the sun gets higher in the sky. We'll have mostly sunny skies throughout most of the area today. Some clouds will tend to mix in from time to time across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Still, though, in these locations, temperatures will reach the upper 30s and lower 40s, with just about everyone else getting into the lower to mid 40s, with even some upper 40s across the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. High pressure will keep the weather dry today before sliding off the east coast tonight. This will allow clouds to increase and thicken during the evening and overnight hours, but it will be dry past midnight. A storm system in the Midwest will lift moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, and this moisture will head in our direction as some rain for early tomorrow morning. Initially, just before sunrise, temperatures will be close to freezing across northern parts of New York and New England, and we could see a little snow, sleet, or freezing rain accompany the rain before temperatures warm everywhere through the 30s and into the 40s. This will mean a steady cold rain for most of us through the morning hours and into the early afternoon as temperatures climb toward 50. We'll taper the rain off to just scattered rain showers. So a milder afternoon tomorrow with less precipitation as the first wave moves through. Another round of rain, also originating from the Gulf of Mexico, will head our way for the day on Wednesday. We'll start off dry, maybe even a little sunshine, but clouds will thicken, and during the afternoon and into the evening, some steadier rain will redevelop as temperatures reach back into the lower 50s. Behind this next disturbance, somewhat cooler air will build in with a little bit of unsettled weather on Thursday and Friday with rain showers around. Temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 40s. Cooler weather yet will move in for the upcoming weekend. Still, though, high temperatures will be near 40 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across northern Louisiana, southeastern Arkansas, and much of central and northern Mississippi. Storms will materialize by early afternoon in this region, which could produce a hail and wind damage risk. The greater threat, however, will occur later in the day as destabilization occurs via moist advection and also with colder air moving in aloft from the west. Within these storms, shear will be clearly favorable for supercells, with a few tornadoes possible. While a corridor of slightly greater tornado threat may exist from northern Louisiana into western and northern Mississippi on the southern fringe of the strongest lift, this will not be determined until we see how the earlier storms play out. Meanwhile, in the colder air, winter storm warnings are out for the Wasatch of Utah and the Colorado Rockies, where 1 to 2 feet of snow could fall through the day today. Winter storm warnings are also out for the northern plains, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will fall in eastern Montana and the western Dakotas, with localized amounts of up to a foot possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under clear skies and 14 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 19 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 20, 88% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Edinburg, Texas, to a low of 9 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs right around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 36, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 2.74 inches for the month and 31.27 inches for the year, which is 4.83 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 68 set in 1990 and the record low 6 in 1951. Sunrise this morning is at 7.03 a.m., sunset this evening, 4.23 p.m., 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain, snow, or pockets of freezing rain by sunrise with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain moving in by sunrise and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain or pockets of freezing rain by sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have mostly sunny skies today with highs reaching into the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain moving in by sunrise, perhaps a few pockets of icing early in the morning, temperatures back into the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain moving in by sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain giving way to afternoon scattered showers near 50. Some sunshine early Wednesday, then thickening clouds with rain developing by lunchtime and continuing into the afternoon, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday with a few passing rain showers, mid to upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.